In Massachusetts, nursing homes were hit hard and early by the coronavirus. Thousands of nursing home residents have died from COVID-19, and the death rate from the virus in these facilities is 90 times that of the rate statewide. But nursing homes across the state did not bear this burden equally. A WBUR analysis reveals for the first time the extent to which nursing homes serving more people of color experienced higher COVID-19 death rates than predominantly white facilities. WBUR reporters Amelia Mason and Miriam Wasser have our story.
Like a lot of people with loved ones in long-term care facilities, Priscilla Flint Banks spent much of the spring worried about her 87-year-old mother, Ruby Kinney. Kinney, who had dementia, lived in the Edgar P. Benjamin Healthcare Center, a predominantly black nursing home in Roxbury.
Nursing homes are not the best place, but you know, my mom, she was always... She had a real good sense of humor. She always liked to laugh and joke and stuff, you know.
In early April, Flint Banks called to check on her mom and says she spoke to a nurse.
I said, I'm calling because I'm curious. Do you have any COVID patients or anybody that has COVID there? She's like, no, nobody got COVID here. Nobody got COVID here. So I said, okay, thank you. And then 2 weeks later, my mom dies.
Flint Banks's mother died from COVID-19 on April 22nd. She says a doctor at the Benjamin Healthcare Center, which declined to comment, called to tell her the news.
I didn't have any clue that they even thought that she was having, you know, that she had COVID. I just started crying, you know, me and my husband both.
20 people died from COVID-19 at the Benjamin Healthcare Center. That's higher than the average number of COVID deaths in Massachusetts nursing homes.
And it's also consistent with statewide data, which shows that more diverse nursing homes had, on average, more COVID-related deaths than whiter ones.
More diverse facilities tend to have more residents, so that's one reason why they'd have more deaths overall. But even when you look at the rate of death, the disparity persists.
A WBUR analysis that controlled for age, one of the biggest risk factors of dying from COVID-19, found that overwhelmingly white nursing homes had an average of about 12 virus deaths for every 100 residents, while nursing homes that served more people of color had an average of about 15 deaths.
Put another way, more diverse nursing homes had 25% more COVID-19 deaths than predominantly white facilities.
That you found this disparity is really not surprising. Black and Latino older adults don't have equal access to high-quality nursing homes.
Jennifer Gaudette Heffley is a fellow at the Gerontology Institute at UMass Boston and a senior scientist at the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. She says that nursing homes with more residents of color tend to be lower quality. They're also likely to have fewer financial resources and lower staff-to-resident ratios.
So when the unexpected happens, like a pandemic, these facilities may be less prepared to cope.
Preventing COVID spread in a nursing home, of course, would take resources, you know, whether it be training and retraining, purchasing adequate PPE, creating isolation wings, using staff dedicated solely for COVID patients. All of these things take resources.
Black and Latinx older adults are on average less wealthy than their white counterparts. They tend to rely more on Medicaid, which pays nursing homes less than someone paying out of pocket. And they tend to go into nursing homes earlier in life because it's more affordable than in-home care.
Our analysis found that in Massachusetts, residents in more diverse nursing homes are, on average, 6 years younger than people in predominantly white facilities. A younger group of people with higher death rates is striking.
What's causing this is, you know, systemic racism and disadvantage that's associated with systemic racism. Discrimination in employment, discrimination in education, discrimination in housing. This is, you know, disadvantage that accumulates over the course of a life.
Studies show that Black, Latinx, and Indigenous Americans are dying from COVID-19 at higher rates, and that nursing homes with more people of color are more likely to have COVID outbreaks. Here's Dr. Mary Bassett, the director of the Francois Xavier Bagnew Center for Health and Human Rights at Harvard.
One of the go-to explanations for the racial disparities in COVID mortality have been what people call comorbidities. In other words, people were sick and vulnerable for other reasons even before they encountered this novel coronavirus.
But Bassett says this framing is too simple. She says whether someone was exposed to the virus is more important than whether they had underlying health problems.
A nursing home's ability to protect residents from the virus is related to its ability to deliver quality care, which often comes down to money, staff numbers, and other resources. And disparities may exist in the quality of individual care, too.
And then there's the way you're treated when you get to a healthcare facility, which we also know is subject to many racial biases.
You know, it's just like, if you're Black, you're doomed.
That's Priscilla Flint Banks again. She views her mother's death from COVID-19 as just one more example of how structural racism affects the health of Black people.
We don't get the same care as white folks do. I just have to, this is just the honest to God truth. We are treated different. We live in two Bostons. We live in two Massachusetts. We live in two United States of America. And Black people have always been on the bottom.
And to Flint Banks, the irony is that her mother spent her whole life working as a home health aide for older adults.
And it just seems like when she needed the care, she didn't get it. So that makes me angry.
When it comes to quality of care in nursing homes, the racial inequities are clear. And in the pandemic, the consequences are life and death. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
And I'm Miriam Wasser.
WBUR reported this story with help from Lacey Loomer, Assistant Professor of Healthcare Management at the University of Minnesota, Duluth.